Rabbit, rabbit. First day of the month.
Yes.
First day of the month. You say rabbit, rabbit when you first get out of bed in the morning.
31 days of good luck.
Exactly. And if you forget, you still got another chance to redeem yourself at the end of the day. When you go to bed, say
rabbit, rabbit backwards, which is
tibar, tibar.
And you even got a chance the next day, carrot.
Following day. Yeah, that's right.
Carrot, you got three opportunities for 31 days of good luck. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is the month. Everybody's rolling back into town. School's going to be cranking up in a couple, two or three weeks. Football players are going to be reporting.
Yeah.
On a season. Begins at the end of the month.
If you forget all those things, then you're on your own.
Holy,
we can't help.
So with that, we're going to do tributes today. Tributes.
Tributes.
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go, folks. The Empire State Building.
Right.
Dark for 15 minutes to mark the August 8th, 2004 death of what actress? Use a little bit of thinking here, an educational guess. I'm sure you'll get it right. The Empire State Building went dark for 15 minutes to mark the August 8th, 2004 death of what actress?
Almost exactly 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the actress?
Correct.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. In 2011, Chapel Hill Training was voted best gym by ChapelBurrow.com. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Let me just guess
and say
that the name of the actress, Faye Ray.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's why the Empire State Building went dark to honor her, because she had been in King Kong.
Exactly.
And was, you know, Empire State Building was in there.
The famous scene, of course, in tribute to the famous scene of her as Anne Darrow locked in the clutches of King Kong atop the Empire State Building, which was the original movie back in 1933. Now, Peter Jackson did a remake of it fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, that famous scene with the biplanes flying around and squeezing off bursts of machine gun fire.
And King Kong had Fay Wray in his hand.
Yep, and at that point, they had developed kind of a beast and beauty kind of relationship. Oh, and by the way, the inspirational architectural design for the Empire State Building was the Reynolds Building in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Really?
Yes.
I think you may have told me that before.
Yeah, we've talked about that
before. Long time ago, but...
Yeah, in fact, I think when the Reynolds Building had like an anniversary, folks at the Empire State Building sent them a card saying like something like, "Congratulations, Grandpa." Kind of cool.
That's really, no kidding.
Everybody have a great day. Great start to your week. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure today. Let me just say that much.
Thank you so very much.
And we'll see you next week.
Hope you have a King Kong kind of weekend.
You got it, man. I'm going ape.